At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. Welcome. It's a Friday. It's a meat Friday, technically. We'll have the menu for you coming up. Ryan Leaf will join us in studio. Former NFL quarterback Chase Daniel a little bit later on. Your phone calls, always welcome. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner. And if you haven't downloaded the app, please do so. Also, our radio affiliates around the country, numbering nearly 400 cities carrying this program. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Sign up for the newsletter. A lot of great stuff. And you'll be the first to find out about the pumpkin spiced maple moonshine when that will drop. Sign up. Go to danpatrick.com. Put your email address in the box that slides out. Bottom right corner. Good to go. A lot of great t-shirts at danpatrick.com. Check out the store. All right, play of the day, poll question, stat of the day, all that forthcoming. Phillies close out the Braves 3-1, and they end up winning 3-1. Baseball playoffs come back on Sunday. It'll be the Rangers and the Astros. We'll run down the college football weekend, also the NFL games. Chiefs handled the Broncos last night, 19-8. Yesterday during the show, I mentioned that DraftKings had a point spread of 10.5. Later in the show, I updated that the point spread was 11. The final score, 19-8. And if I do the math and carry the one, that's an 11-point spread. How do they do that? Now, they don't get them all right, of course, but there are times when you go, come on. 42.5, like for a college football game. And then all of a sudden, that team will win by 42. Bad beats. West Virginia last night. West Virginia giving 3. They've got it. They're going to win it. 12 seconds to go. All you got to do is knock down the pass, the Hail Mary pass. Just knock it down. Houston ends up with a touchdown, and they end up winning by 2. How do they do it?
How do they know how to do that?
I don't know.
How do they know how to do it?
Okay. Todd is accusing. I don't know who you're accusing.
I don't know who I'm accusing.
You're accusing somebody because you came in and you go, I don't know.
Because
something.
It's across all sports and any secondary, tertiary, anything that's going on in the sports world that you could put odds on, you know, like the Link Sparks game, whatever it is. I'm not singling out WNBA, but whatever it is, they get it, they nail it so close.
It wasn't the Link and Sparks.
No, I'm just throwing up, but randomly throughout the course of a year, how do they get any sports?
Was it the Liberty and Aces?
Yeah, Liberty and Aces are playing when the championship. But like, I don't know, like 123 is going to be the over under for some game, and they get it within a half a point, a foul shot or a 3-pointer at the end of the game. Come on.
Thank you, Todd.
What's going on?
All right. Yes, Bowen.
The odds makers can predict the final score of the games because they have no opinion. As far as they have no dog in the fight. They're just looking for the number. They're looking at the weather. They're looking at who's out, who's in. You know, we cannot look at games. I don't think normal guys like us, people like us, can look at a game objectively. We always like another team. We don't like Russell Wilson. We do like Russell Wilson. We can't be completely objective. Like, Vegas is objective.
Still, though, there are times when you go, that is such, like, it's just a coincidence.
Like, if they know how to do this so well, shouldn't they be drafting players then instead of everybody else?
Are they allowed to bet those who set the lines? Can they bet?
Not at their own sports book, but they could bet away from their own sports book. From what I know about betting, if you work at a sports book, let's say you're at a Vegas sports book and you work there, yeah. You can't bet at your own sports book. You have to bet outside the building. I'll check, but that's what I was told.
But wouldn't you think if you're that good at setting the line, then you have a pretty good idea of what's going to happen, that you would be betting? Or maybe betting before the line came out so you could take advantage of that and maybe get the game at 10.5 instead of 11. Yeah, Paulie.
I think high-end bettors, really good bettors, take advantage of public emotion. Like when everyone bets on Tiger to win or something like that. Yeah. Or when, what was the game a couple weeks ago? I don't know what it was, but there was some game in the NFL where everyone's like, everyone's betting with emotion.
They bet emotion with Colorado.
Colorado, that was it. Everyone was betting Colorado, and the line was so out of whack that any good bettor went against Colorado.
Yeah. Just, there are times when it's just baffling. You're just going, how did this happen? You know? Yes, Todd.
And if you had to ask these people, like, how do you do it? I wonder what they would say. If you're like some high-end executive at some Vegas casino or whatever, and hopefully you can leave with all your fingers and thumbs intact if you would dare ask, how did you know that 123.5 points?
Well, they're not going to chop your fingers.
I don't know. Well, they may hire someone.
Are business people.
They don't personally want to do it. They hire out the people.
Todd, this isn't a movie.
I think that stuff goes on.
No.
Don't be so naive, Dan.
Try to be an hour late on the payment or whatever bad beat that you got to see what happens to your
thumb. Never gambled before. Shut up.
And I've got all my limbs, thankfully.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
10.5 became 11 and it ended 19-8.
How dare you ask me how we do this? Chop off his arm.
That's right. Off with your head. Yeah, what is this, the 17th century?
That's a little too much, though.
That's what they do.
All right. I got a Meat Friday, and the Meat Friday is geared towards one person today. Fritzy, birthday week. Yeah. You took a pie to the face at the end of the show yesterday.
That was a good sport because I knew that Clemson
content.
Was going to.
It's content. Yeah. That's all I asked for. Give me content. So Fritzy's Meat Friday. We have Chinese barbecue pork, beef and broccoli, General Tso's chicken, beef lo mein, pork, fried rice, and Mountain Dew cake.
What is that?
Who has it better than Fritzy does?
Nobody. What is Mountain Dew cake?
Tyler whipped it up. He looked for a recipe, and he found a Mountain Dew cake recipe. And that'll be... So some of this will be on the Traeger grill.
Is it really General Tso's chicken, or is it Tso's chicken in general? I just got to make sure, because there's a difference.
Todd.
That's a lot of Chinese
food. But why are you...
I don't know.
I know, but why?
That's a lot of Chinese food. Are you guys okay with that?
This is the first ever theme-specific Danette meal in the show history.
Yes. Yeah.
That is incredible. Okay. I thought you guys forgot about me. I didn't get the little cake after the show Tuesday. I was like,
no, you got a pie to the face.
I know. And don't think I wasn't eating some of the blueberries off the back of my neck when you guys weren't looking. Or maybe you were looking. The coast clear. I got crust on my shoulder. I'm going to eat some of that.
Yeah, boy.
After today's lunch, what is Fritzy going to do for dinner and Dateline tonight? Because he was going to order that same exact menu at home.
That is a problem.
877-3DP show. Operator Tyler standing by. Poll question, Seton. What are we going to go with today?
We're going with most wonky quarterback situation.
Wonky is the word we're using.
Yes, wonky is the word we're using.
All right. Do we have a definition of wonky? Yes, Paul.
Not great and not necessarily awful. But like in flux, definitely not great. Like the Chiefs have a great quarterback situation. The Bengals have a great one. But there are teams that have wonky ones where they have to make a decision soon. They're under a contract, you know, problems. Mm. They don't have their guy, but they spent on their guy like it was their guy.
Well, you didn't give me the official definition. You gave me your interpretation of wonky.
Okay. I'll look in the Webster's Dictionary.
Crooked, off-center, askew, unsteady. Shaky, not functioning correctly, faulty. That's wonky.
Okay.
All right. So, give me
example.
Yes.
The Denver Broncos.
Ooh. Okay. Like,
would you like another?
Well, that's financially wonky, and that is performance wonky last night. Like, it was 13-0 at halftime and should have been like 30-0, it felt like. And then Denver's defense played pretty well. Kansas City's defense played well. When's the last time the Chiefs' defense was ranked higher than the Chiefs' offense? Since Patrick Mahomes took over, the Chiefs' scoring offense has been ranked higher than their scoring defense until this year so far. The defense is second in scoring. Offense is ranked 9th.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. This first hour brought to you by the great folks at Discover. You like using debit over credit? And you can get rewarded when you do so. Discover Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cashback on everyday purchases. No fees. How about that? Check out eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. What other wonky situations do we have, Seton?
How about the Cleveland Browns? That's a wonky situation, isn't it?
It shouldn't be. Well, Deshaun Watson hasn't played well. But if I go back to last Sunday when he was medically cleared, but then his coach said that Deshaun Watson chose not to play. I said at the time, I've never heard a coach do that. Normally, you're going to cover for your quarterback. But to say he chose not to play, and I go, I don't know if this is a story or not, but you know, once everybody started picking up on it, then they had to start answering questions, and they didn't do well answering questions. Because if Kevin Stefanski doesn't say that, then maybe I just look at this at face value. Deshaun Watson has a banged up shoulder, a shoulder contusion, and can't throw the ball downfield with any zip. And that's why he wasn't. So medically cleared to play means he's not going to hurt it anymore, but that doesn't mean he can perform at the level that he's comfortable with. But Kevin Stefanski, the head coach, didn't help out at all. He chose not to play. Now, in that sport, then we have some real questions. Wait, he chose not to play? Everybody chooses to play. You're going to have to take away my helmet to get me out of the game. Here's Deshaun Watson not playing, and then apparently not playing this weekend against the 49ers. So now it feels like there's something there. I mean, you're stuck with the contract, so there's nothing you can do about that. But Kevin Stefanski's coaching for his job. This team has a lot of talent. I know they lost Nick Chubb. That defense is really good. And this is a winnable division. Deshaun Watson hasn't played well. And yes, I've talked about who he is off the field and all the things that surfaced. I wouldn't want him to be my quarterback. But my job is to look at what he does when he's on the field. And he hasn't been good. But I never questioned his toughness before. And I'm not really doing it now. It's just the situation made me question, you know, why his coach would say what he said. You know, if he can't play at the level that he's comfortable playing, okay, cover for your quarterback. He's going to be there a lot longer than you are. And that was what was surprising. Now, Kevin Stefanski might go, yeah, I'm coaching for my job. It would be nice if he helped me keep my job by playing. Yeah, Pauling.
And Deshaun Watson is not going to get the benefit of the doubt from any football fans. He is, for the most part, a dislikable person for most sports fans, and he's tolerated because he's a great football player. And like you said, Stefanski maybe didn't do him any favors, but he's going to take the hit for not playing. He sat out a season by choice already, so why would anyone be surprised?
Seton, what else do you have?
We have the Arizona Cardinals.
That's wonky.
That's a wonky sitch.
Yeah, because I wonder, is Kyler going to play? Do they want him to play? Are you going to get the first pick in the, you know, they've been maybe too good, but do they then say, plus that's a tough division with, you know, obviously the 49ers in Seattle, and the Rams are better than we thought. But that's, yeah, that's wonky. Mm. Yeah. What else?
New York Giants. That is a wonky quarterback situation.
Well, I think it's another year wonky, and that's it. I mean, they should have just, I don't know what they were doing. You know, they were bidding against themselves. They gave him that contract, and he's making whatever, $42 million. And he might need a change of scenery. I think he's got talent. I just, you know, playing in front of New York is tough, man. Everything is analyzed, overanalyzed, overanalyzed. And he makes mistakes, fumbles, interceptions. I never would have given him that kind of contract. Never. Yes, Eden. What else?
The Minnesota Vikings.
Short-term wonky. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I got to figure out what happens this year, and then I would start over.
I feel like the Giants and the Vikings are in similar situations.
Okay, would you rather have Kirk Cousins or Daniel Jones?
I'm not going to insult Mr. Cousins that way.
Oh, well, okay. He's going to get a new contract, and then that might change your answer there.
Maybe.
Danny Dimes is making more than – he's like making $20 million more than Kirk T. Cousins is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, what else do you have, Seton?
And then we have one more on here, the Bears. I don't know if their quarterback situation is all that wonky necessarily, but
– you think it's cut and dried that Justin Fields, this is the last year, and then you hope to get the number one or number two pick in the draft or both?
I mean, isn't that what the Bears hope?
I would think so. But what if Justin Fields continues to play pretty well? Right? Like, he's had a couple of pretty good games. I don't... Just saying, maybe they figured out how to use him. Instead of trying to make him a pocket passer, let him be a Cam Newton-type quarterback. But you can't pass on Caleb Williams again. You know, Bryce Young, I get it. You can pass on that, but not Caleb Williams. Yes, Paul.
One little tidbit to up the wonkiness level for the Denver Broncos. The Denver Broncos are one Carolina Panthers victory away from having the number one pick of the draft based off strength of schedule. At 1-5, if Carolina won one game and were 1-5 and Bears, based off strength of schedule right now, Denver would have the number one pick of the draft.
Colorado Caleb, let's go.
Wait, I thought Denver gave up all their draft picks.
I think they gave him up the past 2 years. But I don't. I think they're back in position. I'm almost sure. Yeah.
Oh.
Right now, if the draft were today, the Bears had the first pick with Carolina's trade, then Denver, then Chicago again, then Minnesota, then New England. Wonky, wonky, wonky.
How about the Patriots situation? Is that wonky? There's a lot of wonky. There's a lot of wonkiness.
Yes. They're not locked into a monster contract.
No.
Though. And that's why it's easy. Like, I don't remember what Justin Fields' contract situation is, but it's like, all right, we're pretty good. Don't worry about it. Just cut him loose. You know? Russell Wilson, it's like, what the hell are we going to do with this dude? He's got a ring. He's like, he's a dude who could get you to the Super Bowl, and he's terrible right now. And he's all of this money is wrapped up in him. We've got a couple of good wide receivers, but he can't. How are we supposed to fix this?
Oh, man. So I got $100 million tied up in my head coach. And I've got, what, $200 million tied up in Russell Wilson Jr. the third? And Seton brought this up, and he said, you know, I'm looking at Russell Wilson on the sidelines, and he just looks like he's broken. You know, he doesn't have that Russ confidence, or even if it was fake confidence, but it just feels like, you know, it's a bad day. It's going to be a bad day. I don't know how bad it's going to be, but it's going to be a bad day. But you can't even score in the first half. They're just non-threatening. Yes, Todd.
Every day or every week's going to be a bad day. If you don't roll out, the only time they do anything remotely positive offensively is he immediately rolls to the left or right and runs for a few yards or throws it. As long as they have him standing there in the pocket with that offensive line, his head ducks down and he gets sacked in like 1.8 seconds and it's time to punt.
Would you rather have a win last night or today's menu, Meat Friday?
By far, Meat Friday Chinese food. By far.
Oh, you'd rather have that than a Broncos win over the Chiefs?
Because the Broncos season is over, and as much as I want them to break their losing streak to the 15, 16 games.
Wow.
Yeah. What's the difference?
Now it's they, not we.
Now it's they a little bit.
Well, not we.
All right, so they would have gone to 2-4 and broke the 15-game losing streak. Then that's all. But I'm gonna have a nice. We're all gonna have nice Chinese food for lunch, and their season's over anyway, so it doesn't matter.
All right, we'll settle down on that. Thank you, Ton.
They're punting again. Hold on a second. I want to watch them punt.
Thank you, Ton. We'll settle on a poll question coming up. Also, the moment last night pregame with Steve Smith of NFL Network and Jerry Jeudy. And I was watching it live, and I go, what the hell is going on here? I'm still not sure, but I'll have some thoughts on that when we come back. Dan Patrick Show. I'll take advantage of this legacy box. Thankfully, I did. You know, it's one of those where your wife says, hey, you know, we got to get those VHS tapes, and we got to get the DVD. We got to get everything digitized and transferred over. We got all those photographs. And I go, okay. I got a great sponsor, Legacy Box, the 4x6 photo legacy box that you can get your photos scanned for as low as 7 cents. So that's 76% less than what others will charge you. They've been doing this for over a decade, helping over 1 million people. You got all those photos. You got VHS. You got there's 15 types of analog media that they will digitize. So they're going to preserve these memories for you. Don't let time fade your precious photographs and other memories. Take advantage of this exclusive offer, the new Photo Legacy Box today. Preserve your past for as low as 7 cents a photograph. Go to LegacyBox.com/Patrick. LegacyBox.com/Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Musical theme today is hype songs that we would play at our stadium or arena. Whose is this? This is Todd's.
It is not me, but I love it. It brings me back to my Spanish class in junior high school because Mr. Schwartz loved this song.
Nobody cares about that. Who picked this as their hype song?
Bloop.
Marvin?
Yeah.
Oh, God. This is your hype song?
Well, I wasn't thinking more hype song. I was thinking more in the same vein as Sweet Caroline, a sing-along song. When they do the "Don't You Want Me," and then everyone can sing along, put their arms around one another during the seventh inning stretch and all that.
Okay.
I didn't want anything, you know. I don't want to play
anything good.
I don't want to play March Madness by Future. It makes me want to punch someone in the face.
Yeah, Paulie.
I just can't imagine like an Oklahoma-Texas game and the Oklahoma fan base is like, let's get it up. And they put on "Don't You Want Me, Baby" by the Human League. Mm. It's just, is this a hype up song?
Well, okay. Is there a hype song or a sing along song? Because "Sweet Caroline" is not a hype song.
Fair.
It's a sing along song. Yes, Eden.
I kind of tried to go with both, but my main, the main reason why I picked my song was because I pictured a whole stadium singing it. I pictured 50,000 people singing along to it.
Well,
come on. You put the music down, you go.
Oh,
see?
Marvin's right, I guess.
Or maybe you could do it at the Orioles stadium when it's "Don't You Want Me, Babe." Like the O's?
Orioles.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm trying to salvage this, but this isn't a good song. Not a good hype song.
Erroneous. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you.
It's like you didn't get your own assignment there.
I did. I thought
I mean, Marvin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Marvin didn't get the assignment, and it was his assignment.
But you're the one that came up with hype songs, correct?
Oh, no. I got it right.
Like a roller skating song.
Yeah, this isn't good.
I'm dying on the hill. That's fine.
Okay, I'm fine. You are dying.
That's fine.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Oh, I can't wait to hear everyone else's.
Oh, I love mine. Like mine, we are getting up and we
losing.
We are all in. Wait, you didn't like my hype song?
I liked everyone's hype song. It's fine.
Okay. You're just trying to be nice. So all week long, there's been speculation on the Broncos. Are they going to be sellers at the trade deadline? And some of the names that have been mentioned, wide receivers, certainly Jerry Jeudy. And Jerry Jeudy was going back and forth on social media, the Broncos wide receiver. Mark Schlereth, who's a former Bronco, won a couple of Super Bowls. His toughness will never be questioned. I think he had like 23 knee surgeries. But he called him an old guy, doesn't want an old guy, you know, criticizing him. And so, you know, Schlereth's like, yeah, whatever. I got more Super Bowl wins than you have wins in your career. Steve Smith was on NFL Network. He's one of their analysts. Steve Smith, one of the toughest players who's ever played in the NFL, and was wonderful, but, you know, kind of played in obscurity with Carolina. He was spectacular, Cam Newton's rookie year. And Steve Smith had some things to say about Jerry Jeudy. And here is the question to Steve Smith.
For a short while ago,
yeah,
Broncos wide receiver Jerry Jeudy was walking by and Steve called out to him. And he got a different reaction.
I called out to him because on my podcast, Cut To It, I just talked about guys that maybe have not showed up in a way or in a manner. And so the word that I've used to describe him in the past was a jag, just a guy.
Just a guy.
And so when I saw him, he's playing well. I wanted to say to him face to face, like, hey, I know I said some things in the past I probably shouldn't have, and I'm sorry. That's what I wanted to say to him. His response, Mike Rob, I don't mess with you. And it was a curse word. And so I was like, all right. And then he repeated it. So I'll say it again. I'm sorry that I said you were a jag, just a guy who's an average wide receiver that you use a first round pick on. I hope today that you actually show up in a way that you haven't showed up in the last couple of years since they drafted you. So if you ever got a problem with Agent 89, I'm sorry for saying that you're an average wide receiver that they eventually will move on. And when teams call me and asking, should they trade for you? I will say, no, don't trade for Jerry Jeudy, because he's mentally unable to handle constructive criticism from people who watch specifically, can he be a wide receiver? He could be a wide receiver. He's a tier three.
Okay. So I'm watching this in real time. And then Steve drops the microphone. Like, that's my drop the mic moment. Jerry Jeudy is behind him dancing and yelling or saying things to Steve Smith and just dancing. You know, his teammates are out there on the field practicing. He's dancing. And I'm going, what is going on here? But Steve made it personal. If Jerry Jeudy says something to you, okay, he didn't want to talk to you. You criticized him. That's his prerogative. He didn't. So because he didn't say anything to you, then you really made it personal. Where, hey, if somebody calls me, I'd tell them he's not mentally capable. He can't handle constructive criticism, and you're just a guy. After saying, I apologize for you labeling you just a guy, now I'm going to call you just a guy. So there was no apology. That's how he feels. And Jerry Jeudy has been a disappointment. And, you know, I think that Steve is saying, you know what, let's see, you're a first-round draft pick. But, man, I thought that got personal and it got deep. And then Steve, you know, sometimes when you're there with, you know, a fellow broadcaster, you'll turn to them and acknowledge them. He turned to the camera, basically saying to the camera, hey, this is Agent 89, which was his number, and I've got an announcement here about Jerry Jeudy. Here's Jerry Jeudy after the game talking about the Steve Smith situation.
Jerry, Steve Smith said he had some kind of conversation with you before the game. Did that not go well, or based on what he said on air on NFL Network?
I don't remember that. You know, but like I said, you know, it was a close game. We just got to finish at the end of the game.
I don't remember that.
You were dancing in the background. What don't you remember? Do you remember the dancing?
Do you remember dancing? You know, maybe you remember dancing, but not saying anything to Steve Smith. Yeah, Paul.
If the Broncos happened to beat the Chiefs, I bet he'd remember it. Oh, I bet he would have answered that question completely different if he had seven catches and they won.
He might just say, look, all I remember is we won a football game. I don't remember who that guy was and what he had to say. He's an old guy. Yes, Todd.
That was, I think that was still a bad look for Steve, which I know you're in agreement. There's, once you start getting personal like that, and he, all of a sudden, midway through it, he's changing his opinion. He was saying complimentary things, or he wanted to say that to Jeudy, and as soon as he didn't get the proper reaction back, he just totally went off on him.
I loved it. It was content, but, you know, Steve has got to be, he's got to critique the player, but how far are you going to go with your critique slash, then it becomes a criticism of him. And it became personal with him. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, like, I love the sort of like, it's not gossip, but there's like that, it very much hits that like gossipy part of like, ooh, what's going on here? This is fun. But really, I think it's a bad look for Steve Smith too. He's the one that can't handle his emotions. His feelings got hurt, and now he's got to do that. I don't know. It wasn't the great look that it was, like, perpetrated to be on social media, where it's like, oh, you got to watch this Steve Smith. Well, I thought he came away looking petty.
Yes, Paul.
I agree with a lot of that. One thing I do like for Steve Smith is that he talked about Jerry Jeudy on a podcast where Jerry Jeudy cannot engage at all. He decided to walk up to him man-to-man before the game on the field and say, hey, let's talk this out. Let me explain. Let's get sides. He tried to do that.
Allegedly. Now,
yeah, he could have been making that up. But,
okay, but Paulie, if I say you're just a guy, and then I got some other things to say about you, and then I'm going to go up to you and apologize, why not ask him to come on the podcast so then everybody gets to hear this?
Yeah.
And Steve, he can give his side of the story,
too. Steve tried to do the right thing in going up and talking to him, and once he got snubbed, he got really mad, and he had an outlet and America watching.
Yeah, once again, I'm just flipping around, and I thought, let me check and see NFL Network. They'll be covering the game, and that's the first thing I see. He's on the sidelines. I'm going, oh, wow, this got real, real quick. And then Jerry Jeudy's dancing and yelling at him. And I'm going, wow, there's a story, you know, that's bubbling. And then now where's it go? And then, of course, they have to play the game. Steve's not, you know, playing anymore. Jerry Jeudy's playing in the game. Then ask afterwards. And he's like, I don't remember that. Yeah. Do you remember when you were a good football player, Jerry? Yeah. You remember that?
Now Jerry doesn't mess with you.
He better not. Well, he's just going to call me an old dude. That's all. Yeah. Yes, Paulie.
After the reaction, though, to that little segment or whatever you want to call it, NFL Network's going to do a segment like that every week with Steve Smith. Who's Steve calling out this week? Steve's going to run over to someone on the sidelines and then just air him out.
Who's this week's Jag?
Come on, man.
Just a guy. Yeah. Instead of, come on, man. It's just, who's a Jag? Just a guy. Yes, Marv.
Like, oh, maybe he should play for the Jaguars.
Oh!
Okay.
Blue.
Put a bow on it.
All right. By the way, you know what we have later on today? The MMW GOTW.
Let's go.
The most must-win game of the weekend. Andrew in Washington joins us. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan and Danette. Thanks for taking my call. Happy Meat Friday. I did want to get the MMW GOTW started. I do think I have an early entry into that for the NFL, and that's the Seahawks at the Bengals. I think the Bengals are coming back with a resurgence. I think Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase got hooked up and did a good show last weekend. There's a 46% chance for them to win, and they're at home, so I think that's not giving them as much. One little stat in there, as much as Joe Burrow has been down this year, he has as many completions as Geno Smith has attempts on the season. So I'm going to say the Bengals, and the Bengals get to 500 with the win. Also, I do have a small stat of the day, no music needed. Just last night in the Phillies game, Nick Castellanos was the first Major League Baseball player to ever have a multi-home run postseason game back-to-back.
That's all time. The first player in history to have multiple home runs in back-to-back postseason games. Let me see. Thank you, Andrew. Tom in California. Good morning, Tom. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, America. 6-1, recovering from pain meds. I wanted to call earlier about Kroppenberg State. I know that there's two members in the Hall of Fame. It's Mario and Luigi, and they majored in plumbing.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Shout out Mario Bros.
Yeah.
All right.
We have more Kroppenberg State. We have more crap for you at danpatrick.com.
It's the official store of
crap.
Kroppenberg State.
Yeah. Let's see. Jeff in Detroit. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good morning, Dan. What up, though? One time, the chat row, two times from the Backroom Bros on this Meat Friday. Listen, I was wondering, if I would have talked to you, 2 years ago when Russell Wilson went to the Broncos, which one would have surprised you more? The fact that 2 years from now, he would be one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL, or the fact that Jimmy Garoppolo, as well as Trey Lance, who they went up to go get in the draft, would not be in the 40 with the 49ers, and they would be led by somebody who was the last draft pick. I'm looking at the juxtaposition of both quarterbacks from 2 years ago, and it's mind-boggling.
Well, there's nothing more surprising than Mr. Irrelevant with Brock Purdy with what he's done with the Niners. The Niners, with moving on from Trey Lance, moving on from Jimmy G. I could see them moving on from Jimmy G. Trey Lance was still a project, a work in progress, but you got the last pick in the draft. By the way, Brock to the Future t-shirt available at danpatrick.com. Segue. We got our play of the day up next. More phone calls as well. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
God. The play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
They're going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Back to pass, Donovan Smith. Smith steps up in the pocket, unloads it, throws it all the way downfield into the end zone. Tipped, and it is caught! Caught by the Cougars! Caught for a touchdown! Unbelievable! Caught by Stephon Johnson! The ball was tipped up in the air, and the Cougars win the game on the final play! Unreal!
That's courtesy of Learfield Sports. Unbelievable. Whose hype song is this? Seton?
No, sir.
Todd?
No.
Well, it's not mine. Paulie?
Yeah, I like Guns N' Roses as much as the next guy, but I always like this.
But I'm not the next guy.
Oh, you don't like Guns N' Roses?
Yeah.
Oh, I like them pretty much.
Yeah.
But I noticed when they crank this, started this up at a stadium, it gets the crowd going. It's not a sing-along. It's a pump-up-the-crowd, okay. Running in from the bullpen type song.
All right. A little shout-out to Jim Rome by Paulie. Yeah, you almost got a job working for Jim Rome back in the day, didn't you?
I did. I interviewed for a job with Jim Rome.
Okay. Did you get the job and then...
No, I was not offered the job. I interviewed via phone for the Jim Rome job. That was two years before I started working with you.
So you weren't good enough for Rome, but then I got you.
Correct. Rack me, I'm out.
All right, so that's a bad beat. West Virginia was a three-point favorite against Houston. And West Virginia just scored a touchdown. And then Houston comes back. So you got 12 seconds to go. Hail Mary pass. And then they win it. Houston wins 41-39. And West Virginia was giving three. That's a bad beat for some people, I'm sure. Plus, my pet peeve, when the ball is up for a Hail Mary, knock it down. Don't try to catch it. No interceptions. Just knock it down. Then you don't have to worry about any tip, any of that. Knock it down. Yes, Todd.
Country toads? You can't let that happen. Is that what you're saying?
Man.
You don't like country toads?
Come on.
What's wrong with country toads?
Well, then you have to explain it.
Everybody knows the West Virginia song is Country Roads. And the fact that they let that happen in the final seconds, they were kind of toads at the end there, that they let that touchdown happen. That would make them country toads.
You're a jag.
Just a guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a J-A-J, just a jerk.
Yes. Yes. Yes, Paul.
I was watching this game, and the West Virginia quarterback had a great comeback. They scored the touchdown, 12 seconds left. He's running around telling the Houston fans to shut up. I can't hear you anymore. And then that, you know, he's screaming with 12 seconds left. Mm. Luckily, Houston saved their timeouts because they were able to get the ball to midfield.
Speaking of gambling, Bad Larry had West Virginia in that game. Marvin, is this about everybody admitting that they have mug shots? Was that the portion? So we taped the gambling podcast yesterday. Dan Patrick takes a gamble. Bad Larry, Shea and Irving, and Dylan, the graphics guy. And we do get around to talking gambling, but then the other stuff is wild, including everybody was in the room. There's picture Day Ray, who's the producer. Marvin's in there. Dylan's in there. Shea and Irving is in there. Bad Larry's on the phone. And we talked about mugshots.
I'll see you one whiter. I got arrested with my fake ID on Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, my God.
I was in the liquor store, and I saw a cop's face. Like I was like, what's taking them so long? They were just calling the cops. And, like, a cop's face appeared in the door. So I ran out the back and tried to sneak around. This truck sticked me.
What, and I slapped you on the wrist and let you go
home? And I just spent the day in Edgartown jail, and I'm not even kidding. They had croissants.
Oh, my God.
I've been to some city jails where they order you from McDonald's three times.
Wait, really?
I swear to God. Like, really nice. If you get arrested in a really nice suburb of Dallas, they order McDonald's breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Fantastic. Love yeah. it.
So, Shea and Irving, at what point during the podcast, I'm sort of questioning the stories, and Shea goes, Danny, this ain't an act. And I go, I know it's not an act. I know. Yeah, see.
The fact that the Martha's Vineyard jail gives you croissants yeah. is one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
And that's Dylan. Dylan join us a little bit later to tell you about his parlay that he has. And then Shea and Irving saying that, you know, he went to jail and he got McDonald's, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then, you know, like, Shea has lived the life. Like, that's real. You know, Dylan I'm just learning about. And then Bad Larry is, you know, not Bad Larry. He just calls himself Bad Larry. But, man. And thank you for the people who have picked up on listening to this. It's become a very, very popular podcast. Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble, available at danpatrick.com. And if you're listening, probably not safe for work. We do bleep out the things. Marvin has to.
If you want to hear Dan curse, that's the place to go.
Yeah, there's occasionally I have to get their attention. Yes, Marvin.
Yes, headphones are definitely required.
Yeah, that would be good. Yes.
That episode yesterday was funny though. There was a lot of laughs in there.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I don't know where it goes. I don't know where it's been, but we somehow just say, all right, and that's it. And we'll talk to you next week on Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble.
You get the sense that like Bad Larry is just sort of like in his own orbit. You know what I mean? Like, you guys are sort of planets going around this one sun, and then there's Bad Larry, who's like this comet that just buzzes through somehow.
Well, everybody's in the room except for Bad Larry, because Bad Larry doesn't work. And all he does is gamble. He's at the Jersey Shore, and so he'll call in. And Shay hates him. Shay hadn't even met him.
Whatever, Larry.
Yeah. Whatever, Larry. Nobody cares about you. You know who's the star, though, the sneaky star? Dylan's really funny. I don't know if he's a good gambler, but he's pretty funny.
Just him talking. He'll say anything, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
Martha's Vineyard.
Can't he's the oldest 27-year-old you'll ever meet. And that jail, and Martha's Vineyard, might be the nicest jail that you'll ever be in.
I wonder if there's a rivalry between Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket.
Cape Cod.
Nantucket jail doesn't. They have chocolate croissants too.
Yeah, and we have homemade jam.
Oh. We give our prisoners ice cream. What do you do?
Vineyard Vine uniforms.
Coming up, Ryan Leaf will join us in studio. More of your phone calls as well. It is a Meat Friday, and it's a Meat Friday geared towards the birthday boy, Todd Fritz. 1 hour in the books. Two more to go on this Friday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, Time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.